to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
999 will pass, and is not the price of the pizza, because it has been well studied and well developed. It starts with, unlike your proposals, throwing out the current tax code. Continuing to pivot off the current tax code is not going to boost this economy. This is why we developed 999. 9% corporate business flat tax, 9% personal income flat tax, and a 9% national sales tax. And it will pass, Senator, because the American people want it to pass.
And one thing I would say is, when you take the 999 plan and you turn it upside down, I think the devil's in the detail.
Unlike Herman's plan, which could not pass, because how many people here are for a sales tax in New Hampshire? Raise your hand. There you go, Herman. That's how many votes you get in New Hampshire.
Those are some of the sounds of Tuesday's GOP debate as Herman Cain and his 999 economic plan came under attack. That's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's two hosts, John Zach and Susan Rose. They talked to Republican strategist Bob Davis. Davis thinks Herman Cain is the only candidate right now that has any strong momentum.
Hey, Bob, who do you think has the better momentum right now? Do you think it's Mitt Romney as he sort of scrapes to stay on top, or Herman Cain? What do you think?
I think you got to take a look at what Herman Cain's been doing in the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, he was successful and won by double digits the Florida straw poll, and nobody saw that coming. And I think what you're seeing over the last few weeks are people now are starting to pay attention to Herman Cain and trying to learn more about him.
Do you think he really has a shot at winning the nomination? And what about his chances of going up against President Obama?
Well, I think the Republican field is still wide open. And I think, a year ago or 6 months ago, people perceived Mitt Romney as the front runner, but he hasn't been able to pull away. And Herman Cain's success in Florida in the straw poll says that this is still pretty wide open, and Cain is as viable as anybody else, in my opinion.
Hey, Bob, what are your thoughts about all this bickering over religion, especially Mitt Romney's ties to the Mormon Church? I guess Mitt Romney thought he would have had this behind him 4 years ago.
Yeah, I think that, John. But it's still out there. People are still raising the question, and people are taking a look, you know, going back to Mr. Cain. People are looking at his resume and saying, wow, this guy's been pretty successful, as a private sector business success. I mean, Godfather's Pizza, which was near bankruptcy, and turn it around in 14 months to make it profitable, was pretty remarkable. And then he became an advisor to the Federal Reserve System, was the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City. I mean, the guy has been very successful, and I think right now people are a little dismayed with the way government is running, and with the deficits increasing, and they're looking at Herman Cain and saying, this guy's been successful in the private sector, he might be able to do it as the leader of this nation.
Hey, Bob, when do you expect some of these presidential hopefuls to start dropping out here?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of them stay in the race, Susan, until at least the Iowa caucuses, which should be in January. And then, you got the New Hampshire primary after that, and then South Carolina's followed that. And then Florida's talking about moving their primary date up to be, up there with Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Being endorsed by Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Mitt Romney, how important is that for Mitt Romney?
Well, I think it is important. I mean, there was speculation a couple weeks ago, I think we talked about it, that Christie might be getting in the race, and then he decided not to get in the race. I mean, he's been successful as a governor, although he's only been there, 18, 19 months. But he does have a lot of respect in the Republican Party. So, I think it is important for Mitt Romney to get that endorsement. I'm not sure it's important enough, though, to propel Mitt Romney into the lead to be perceived as the potential nominee of the Republican Party. I think the race on the Republican side is still pretty wide open.
More reaction to the GOP debate next on the Talk Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Talk radio in review, the presidential race, and the most recent GOP debate in New Hampshire. From CNN, Anderson Cooper speaks with analyst Gloria Berger, Alex Castellanos, and Dana Loesch about Herman Cain, who spent a lot of time defining his economic plan.
Making the top tier means you catch some harpoons. Herman Cain in the crosshairs, defending 999. How do you do?
Okay. He didn't get specific other than saying that he really wanted to get rid of the tax code. But it was clear that from a bunch of Republicans on the stage, they believe that you'd never be able to keep the personal tax rate at just 9%, and that also a national sales tax is regressive and something they don't like. And Rick Santorum made a very good point. How many people in the state of New Hampshire are going to vote for a 9% national sales tax? The Republican Party doesn't like to talk about that, no matter how much Herman Cain does.
One thing Cain, I think, needed to learn, and he didn't, is that these debates are like parking your car on a hill. Either you keep moving forward or you slide back. And we may have learned Herman Cain's PIN code for his bank card, but we sure didn't learn anything new about Herman Cain.
RomneyCare has driven the cost of small business insurance premiums up by 14% over the national average in Massachusetts. So my question for you would be, how would you respond to his criticism of your signature legislative achievement?
We have the lowest number of kids as a percentage uninsured of any state in America. You have the highest. I'm still speaking. We have less than 1% of our kids, they're uninsured. You have a million kids uninsured in Texas. A million kids. Under President Bush, the percentage uninsured went down. Under your leadership, it's gone up.
Did Governor Perry turn in a strong and forceful enough performance to quiet the doubters?
No, he did not. And I was waiting for this question about RomneyCare to be asked sooner. I thought it would appear earlier in the debate. And then Perry finally asked him, and I thought, finally, someone is going to ask Mitt Romney about RomneyCare and its effect on business in Massachusetts. But then he took a nap. He fizzled out. I don't exactly know what happened. He didn't follow up. He wasn't aggressive with it. And the question itself wasn't even framed in an aggressive manner. He allowed Romney to skate by on a number of just outright fallacies. One of them was that, well, we didn't raise taxes in Massachusetts and we were able to implement this health care system. That's not entirely true. It was because of the runoff costs of RomneyCare that taxes did have to go up after it was implemented. But that's something that Perry didn't follow up on. And I was waiting for Perry to show everyone that he had the fire in his belly, that he really wants to run for president. And I didn't see that from him.
Here's radio man John McConnell talking to political analyst Ron Fischow about Mitt Romney, who seems to come across as much more presidential than pretty much any of the other candidates.
I don't remember which one, a station or which network I was watching when I heard this, but they talked about Romney. Okay, he ran before he came in down the list, and McCain got it last go around. But now he's, not to say, I guess you could say he has been campaigning for the last 4 years, because he has been, what do you call, fine-tuning his message. He's had, you know, he's been basically, you know, keeping an eye on things and having an answer for stuff that he's done before and having an answer for what he would do to fix things in the future. So, I mean, is that why he's, quote, coming across as more presidential than the rest of them, because he's been at it longer?
Yeah, I think that's a big part. You know, running for president has become such a tough, brutal experience for anybody mm-hmm. now, that if you don't have some national experience, it makes it hard. You know, Ronald Reagan ran for president twice and lost before he was elected. Mm-hmm. And you know, so former President George Bush, 41, George Herbert Walker Bush, had run for president and lost, and been vice president and elected on two national tickets before he ran for president in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's just a very hard thing to do. And for somebody like Mitt Romney, who is not a natural politician, and he's not a natural public communicator, you know, it's taken some time for him to build up those skills, but I think he's doing pretty well with it.
Well, it seems like it. I mean, he has basically been, most people, yeah, you know what, I think most people basically consider him the front runner. I mean, you know, people were waiting for Palin to decide what she was or was not going to do. I think her people said to her, you know what, you're gonna raise up a big thing, but all these polls that take around now, you're not going to be President Obama. He beat you last time. You're not going to beat him this time. I know a lot of people looked at her and just went, you know what, I might listen to what you have to say, but you quit. So you quit. You had a gig and you gave it up halfway through. So that's a big albatross that's going to hang around her neck, whether what she had to say or not. Still do or don't, she has that big millstone hanging around her neck, the fact that she quit halfway through her gig. The rest of the people coming in, Perry was like this huge wave. He jumped in and splashed and immediately climbed on top of the floaty. But, you know, he's just losing steam. He's not coming across with the right answers. This is a guy, like you said about Romney. Romney is not a natural politician. I mean, hasn't Rick Perry been into this gig a lot longer than Romney has? And he's not coming across in these debates like I guess everybody thought he would.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. You know, Rick Perry is a natural politician. He's run for office, I think, 10 or 11 times.
He's never lost, from what I've heard,
right, and he's been successful, and you know, and that kind of a track record, you can't debate. But on the other side of the coin, I think Rick Perry is a very good state-level politician, but I don't think he's translating to being a national presidential-level candidate.
Up next, Rick Santorum wants to talk about bias in the debate here on The Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know that we review what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, the new media we're listening to, stations all around the country. Here's one of the good ones. Jeff Katz talking on his program to Rick Santorum about why Santorum thinks there was a bias against all the candidates in the GOP debate Tuesday.
Were you surprised, shocked, or appalled at the level of left-wing questioning coming from the left-wing questioners?
It's a Washington Post debate. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, no, I wasn't surprised at all. I obviously, you know, disappointed that, the entire debate centered around Mitt Romney, gave him a tremendous opportunity to talk and at length.
Yeah.
But that's sort of the way it is. I mean, you sort of have to scrape and claw for time, and I think I used the time very well, the time that I was given.
Yeah, let's talk about some of this, because there does seem to be an agenda, I guess is the best way to describe it, on the part of many of these debate organizers to make it a one-person appearance or a two-person debate, and everybody else is treated almost like set dressing.
Yeah, it really is. It's disappointing. I mean, I hear this from folks all over New Hampshire. I talk to them, as well as Iowa and South Carolina, that, you know, we hear a lot from Mitt Romney. The press covers him a lot. We hear a lot, you know, he covers all his speeches, everything. We'd like to know more about the rest of the candidates, but these debates all center, Governor Romney, what do you think about this? Governor Romney, and even the questions that come to you sometime are about him.
Yeah.
So it's in the same thing, I guess, in some respects. Now, I mean, Herman got a little bit more time, and I'm glad for it. I mean, we got a chance to, and the 999 plan isn't, it's a simple solution. It's bold and it's wrong. It gives the federal government a brand new tax. It dramatically increases taxes on lower and middle income taxpayers in America, and would be a dangerous thing to put in the hands of Democrats going forward, an income tax and a sales tax. Not a good idea.
Host Mike Rosen with Fred Barnes from the Weekly Standard about the impact all these debates are having on the campaigns.
So how have these debates changed the whole nominating process?
Well, they have become the campaign itself. There have been seven so far. There's going to be another one next Tuesday. I know Fox is thinking about having another one sometime in December, maybe November. Others are as well, and they just swallowed everything else up. The also-rans have a real incentive to stay in because it costs them nothing. They just have to show up, and if you're someone like Rick Santorum, he was a senator for 12 years, knows a great deal, and was pretty good in the debate. His poll numbers are terrible, but there's no reason why he shouldn't show up. The same is for John Huntsman and Ron Paul and others. They're going to be there because the debates are there, and if they're there, then the candidates who have are better known, have stronger organizations, raise more money, by which I mean Rick Perry and Mitt Romney, they're going to have to show up. So they become the game. They become the game. We'll be discussing for a few days after last night's debate how the candidates did, and then we'll see a couple of polls. There'll be more than a couple of polls come out, and we'll say, "Ah, see, look, Romney's doing better because he did well in that debate." And lo and behold, we'll arrive next Tuesday at the next debate. They're the whole show.
The TV audience for the debates, and you tick off some of the statistics in your column, mm-hmm. are generally around 3 million, a little higher for some. Fox got about 6 million because Fox viewers are dedicated political junkies. But really, a tiny fraction of people see the debates. It's the analysis, it's the talking heads, it's the spin by the respective campaigns after the debate that makes the impression on the American public.
Well, I think so. But I wouldn't dismiss these audiences actually for the debates. In the MSNBC debate, which was out at the Reagan Library, had about 5 million viewers and so on. These are the activists in the Republican Party, so they do matter because they'll show up at the caucuses and will vote in the primaries. But you're essentially correct. It's how the press interprets these debates. I wrote a piece overnight and one of dozens written by people in journalism who saw the debate. And, you know, what was the conventional wisdom of the debate? Well, it was that Rick Perry was terrible again, although I thought he was better. And Romney had another smashing performance, and that's what has led inevitably to the word inevitable.
Latest on the Occupy Wall Street protests and protestors. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipe Lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightSideBend.com. That's www.BrightSideBend.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen here with a welcome back. Let's get our focus on to the Occupy Wall Street gangs. Talk host Chris Conley here with a focus on the difference between this protest movement and the Tea Party.
There are Occupy Wall Street movements in almost every major U.S. city. And there is an Occupy Warsaw page on Facebook, although more recently it's been taken down. Maybe on the local level we can focus in on what this movement is all about. Or perhaps we can confirm that it really isn't about much of anything. Let's start with some questions. In Warsaw, what would they occupy? The federal government doesn't have a big footprint here. We don't have a federal courthouse. Our federal building is shut down. Protesters would gather outside the post office or a military recruiting center. Once these demonstrations get underway, what would they demand? Probably the same things that we're seeing in New York and elsewhere. More sharing of the economic wealth, less clout for corporations and the banks. But who would they demand an audience with in central Wisconsin? The postmaster? What could be promised to meet such vague demands? All of this is absurd. What we would have in central Wisconsin are solidarity protests to show support for other demonstrations in larger cities. So let's ask the same question there. Thousands descend on Wall Street. What are they demanding? The stock market continues trading. The brokers and bankers just walk on by. Crowds gather at the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City or at the U.S. Treasury in Washington, but they conduct their business just like any other day. This is where the Tea Party movement and the Occupy Wall Street movement are fundamentally different, and this is why one is potent and the other will either descend into anarchy or just fizzle out. The Tea Party was clear about what it was. It's a political movement. Its purpose is to shape politics. Its message was to advocate for smaller government. Its goal was to put like-minded candidates into office. Occupy Wall Street doesn't have any message like that. It's scattered and unfocused. It's not really a political movement, or at least not something that has the potential to shape politics. A wise politician dare not associate with it. There are too many unknowns in this crowd. The Tea Party is also notable because of who rallied around it. People who are not normally politically active, who don't normally protest, found that the Tea Party gave them a voice. They're a reasonable fit in a center-right nation. The Occupy Wall Street crowd looks like the usual suspects, people who picket almost anything from animal rights to anti-oil drilling. They are beyond the mainstream, far left. They have a more nebulous message, and they won't be embraced by the rest of the nation. So in Warsaw, occupy what and why?
Host Michelle McCormick. talking to Brian Pierce, who's a web designer from Minnesota. He flew to New York to see what the Occupy Wall Street protests were all about.
Brian Pierce. Brian is a web designer and entrepreneur who flew in from Minnesota, right, Brian?
Correct.
Tell us your story.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are making the mistake of thinking that the Occupy Wall Street movement was the beginning of things. But there are a lot of people, like myself, who have been planning for this revolution for months and years and have been writing books, as in my case, and working on creating organization and structure within this movement. So there are a lot of us here that are now working towards turning this towards practical steps, towards change that everybody can get on board with.
And what change would you like to see? What is the outcome?
Well, what we're identifying is that there are some central universal goals that are behind all of these different ideologies that everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to see a government that is in the hands of the people, not in
sure.
the hands of corporations,
sure.
and that isn't corrupted. And that's what we're moving towards very generally. We've identified some practical steps towards this.
Like?
Right now we're creating the structure by which everyone can unite. And we're calling this the Roots Revolution, R-O-O-T-S, Roots Revolution. And this means that we're addressing the root causes of societal problems rather than the symptoms like Wall Street and greed and disparities between the rich and the poor. These are symptoms. These are not the root causes. So the Roots Revolution addresses this. We're creating this overall structure by which everybody can get on board with. It's a vehicle for change. And what we've identified, the number one step that needs to be done, is we need to end corporate personhood, the hijacking of the 14th Amendment by corporations that give them human status, that's allowing them to do all the things they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to end the corporate contributions to politics and campaigns that's allowing them to buy politicians. So these are the first two practical steps that we will take once we've united.
Okay, you know, Brian, that not everybody there, the 600,000 who slept in the park last night, not everybody there understands this. And not everybody there is there for this reason, and which is fine. I think if you see people assemble, you have the right. If you have your own set of problems, if you feel better, demonstrating, go for it. That's why we're here. But you understand, I just talked to somebody who completely doesn't want a government to exist, doesn't want currency to exist, and isn't quite understanding the message that you just articulated.
Well, I think that the Occupy Wall Street movement, it has a purpose, and it is this diverse meeting place for people of
sure.
all different ideologies like this, and that's why it's so beautiful. And Brendan was correct in stating that this is serving as a model for kind of a new society. It's basically serving as a model for autonomy and sustainability. But these are just part of things. A lot of people don't understand that you have to take practical steps. You don't have to have chaos to have radical change. You can't make all these changes at once.
Iran and the terror plot, which one congressman says is an act of war, that's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Want to know how you can get the latest in consumer electronics for free? Then log on to
FreeSlide11.com
and find out how you can get a free brand-name laptop, digital camera, gaming console, Apple iPad, and much, much more.
That's right. FreeSlide11.com
is your spot for free items online.
I can't believe how easy it is.
Just go to FreeSlide11.com.
Complete a survey and participate in some amazing offers.
That's right.
FreeSlide11.com
is your source for the latest consumer electronics on the market. You may be eligible to get them absolutely free. Just visit www.freeslide11.com.
FreeSlide11.com.
It's crazy and totally legit.
FreeSlide is the real deal, man.
Hey, what's better than free, right?
Don't delay. Today's offer will end at midnight tonight, so hurry and get yours today. Check back daily to see what other amazing electronics are available.
FreeSlide11.com.
It's your spot for free stuff on the web. Terms and conditions may apply, so see website for details. Hurry before today's product expires. Again, go to
FreeSlide11.com.
It's www.FreeSlide11.com.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Doug Stefan here, turning our attention to Iran on the Countdown Show. Aaron Burnett on CNN talks to Congressman Peter King of New York. He's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the House. He says this terrorist plot is an act of war.
It is an amazing story, no matter how you look at this. When did you learn about it?
Actually, I just learned this morning the FBI contacted me. Under the law, the Intelligence Committee, I believe the chairman and ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, but I was briefed on it this morning. And you're right, this is, to me, it's really historic in a terrible sense of the word. The Iranians have crossed a red line. I mean, if this had been carried out, you're talking about an act of murder carried out by a foreign government on our soil of a foreign diplomat. Basically, this would have been an act of war. I mean, this really goes beyond anything that I'm aware of that's happened before. Certainly something is flagrant and this notorious, and it's raised this whole, to me, the relationship between the United States and Iran to a very precipitous level.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you, Congressman King, Dianne Feinstein telling our own Kate Baldwin just a few moments ago, I'm just reading off my BlackBerry, that it's surmising on her part, but that before a country would go after an ambassador of another country in a third country just like this, that they would have had the acceptance of the government. I don't see how this could be done any other way. What is your information or sense here of how high this does go in the Iranian government?
Well, again, I am just surmising also, but I also know that Chairman Rogers of the Intelligence Committee, he basically has the same opinion as Senator Feinstein, and that's mine as well, that you cannot have planned something of this magnitude without the very top levels of the Iranian government knowing it, the Supreme Leader, the President. This is such, again, this violates all international norms, violates international law, and basically you're talking about an act of war. I think the United States has to really consider taking very significant action. I don't think sanctions alone are enough. I mean, I think we should consider actually deporting or removing, you know, the Iranian officials at the UN, the staff at the UN, also the Iranian interest section here in Washington, because we can't allow this to go without a strong reaction by us. Otherwise, we'd be encouraging the Iranians and others to realize that it's open season here in the United States. We can't allow that.
And I mean, from the complaint that the government has filed here, that the quote that they have our Bob CR giving to an informant is, quote, they want the ambassador killed. If 100 go with them, expletive of them. That clearly indicates that they were willing to have mass civilian casualties.
Absolutely. I mean, it was bad enough to go after the ambassador, any ambassador. but also to run the risk and not care about killing hundreds of Americans or innocent people. Again, this is an act of war if it had been carried out. And to me, they were plotting an act of war. So I think we have to avoid, and I agree with Governor Kaine, it's one thing when it's Al-Qaeda, which is a international movement, and it's evil, but it's not officially sanctioned by a government. To have a government which has an army, which has an armed forces, which has people in charge, for them to take or contemplate or plan an action such as this, we have to have a very strong response.
Host Michael Patrick Shields with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan. He's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. They talk about the Iranian terror plot and the global travel alert that has been issued.
Very curious to get your reaction to this world travel alert now. Some sort of Iranian plot. It looks like something right out of the movies. Unfortunately, it's real.
Yeah, and I tell you, this is mock the fact that they were trying to use the Colombian drug cartel. That shows you how serious they are. But imagine what they were doing, Michael. This is an organization that is engaged in taking weapon systems and giving it to the enemy of our U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. They have U.S. blood on their hands already. They're engaged in Hezbollah and their terrorist activities. They were doing some mischief in Bahrain. This is a pretty aggressive and brazen group. So what they did is they found somebody not associated directly with the Quds Force or the military intelligence group with the IRGC, with their Republican Guard, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used him to go to this drug cartel to contract the killing of the Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil, and didn't care if they had American casualties with it. Incredibly brazen. It was $1.5 million deal. Very, very serious stuff. And it just goes to show you how far and how brazen Iran is willing to become.
What was the purpose of knocking off the Saudi ambassador?
They've had some friction over time. They've had friction over Iranian activities in Bahrain. The Saudis have been very, very vocal about saying that a nuclear-weaponed Iran is horribly destabilizing. Iran is Persian, Shia-based. Saudi Arabia is Arab, Sunni-based. So they have all of those differences, and their regional troublemaking, Iran, has been pretty meddlesome, and the Saudis have been pretty aggressive about saying they need to knock it off. So I think that was a big part of why this particular operation, and the fact that they could embarrass the United States and have it had it here, was equally, I think, they looked at that as a twofer.
Yeah, I would say so. How close did it come to happening?
Well, when you first heard about it, and as chairman, I was brought in early on in midsummer. You thought, boy, it seems aspirational, meaning it seems like they're trying to plan it, and this might be some guy who's planning an operation like this, but would they really try to conduct it? When they started moving the money to make it operational, it became very, very real. So this was real, and the individual that they selected was somebody who had a long history with the drug cartel. So he was a well-respected member of this particular drug cartel. What they didn't realize is he had been cooperating with the United States for a few years. And so, but for that, he had access to guns, he had access to explosives, he had access to the United States. All of that made this very real and very dangerous.
Radio host Gene Muller talking to terrorism expert Brad Garrett about the Iranian suspect that's been arrested and what else he may have been involved in.
Brad, this cuts across so many lines, but just the fact that the Iranians may be behind a plot to commit to terrorism on U.S. soil is just really, really hard to wrap the head around.
It is. It's actually over the top. And some of the Iranian experts that are talking today, I think, are surprised that Iran would be this blatant, and that they would also be, to use their word, sloppy, that they would go to who they believed were Mexican drug cartel hit guys to kill the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. While he was presumably dining at a restaurant in D.C. So, yeah, it's a big deal, and I suspect that we just don't know all the other avenues or components, I guess is the right word, of this. In other words, this Iranian-American that they arrested, what else was he involved in? Because he's got one of those sort of make-believe backgrounds. I mean, he used car lot. He's sort of hard to figure out. And I'm always worried about people like that as to what do they really do day-to-day. And, of course, we know at least one thing he's been doing.
If that and what else are they hatching in Tehran? Is this just an isolated incident, or do they have other schemes that are going? Vice President Biden earlier today on the CBS Early Show didn't want to speculate just how high up the Iranian chain of command this plot went, but doesn't this just kind of reek of Ahmadinejad?
Well, it does. The Quds Force, I think, is actually controlled by the Grand Ayatollah. But, yes, and if it went up even remotely that far, it's a big deal. The Quds Force was really designed to do external stuff for Iran. They apparently have supplied weaponry, IEDs, to the folks fighting this in Iraq. They have funded another of other operations. They work with Hezbollah.
Chris Smith, you said?
To fight Israel. I mean, it goes on and on of the bad things they've done, and clearly a force to be reckoned with.
The latest on the Fast and Furious scandal with A.G. Holder in the spotlight on the Countdown next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So you want to know what everybody's talking about? Well, we've got bits and pieces of lots of different things here, including the Fast and Furious scandal. From Fox, Bill Hemmer with Judge Andrew Napolitano about what's likely to happen next now that Holder and members of his staff have been subpoenaed to testify before Congress.
How does the subpoena now change the course of this story or this investigation?
Well, it makes it a lot more serious because when Congress sends a subpoena, serves a subpoena on someone, no matter who they are, even the President of the United States, if you recall what happened to President Nixon when he attempted to avoid or evade a subpoena, Congress invokes the power of the federal courts in Washington, D.C. to enforce the subpoena. There's very little wiggle room here. There's very little opportunity that the Attorney General has to avoid complying with the subpoena. And it's out, as William Lajeunesse has reported. I just saw it. It's comprehensive. It demands tens of thousands of pages of documents. The only way that the Attorney General can decline to produce those documents is to invoke executive privilege, which means he discussed the issue in the documents with the president. So the only way he can avoid complying with the subpoena is to throw his boss under the bus. Don't look for that.
So short of that, then, at some point, Eric Holder is going to be back before that committee on Capitol Hill answering questions.
After the staff has gotten the 10,000 or more documents and examined all of them, then they will summon the attorney general back and say, well, you told us, you just learned about this 3 weeks before we asked you. Did you know this, 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 and this? Because we have all these emails showing that you received this information.
Got it. Okay, from yesterday. yesterday's press conference. Now, this was called for a different event. It was the threat on a certain interest in Washington, D.C., launched by Iranian forces.
Right.
That was the topic for the press conference. At the very end of it, the Attorney General was asked about this.
We have sent thousands of pages of documents up to the Hill. We'll look at the subpoenas. I'm sure we will undoubtedly comply with them. But what I want the American people to understand is that in complying with those subpoenas and dealing with that inquiry, that will not detract us from the important business that we have here to do with the Justice Department, including matters like the one that we have announced today. Thank you.
That was the end of the press conference, essentially. Right. You think you can make an argument that that news from yesterday with regard to Iran and Saudi Arabia was designed to blunt the news or the subpoena or the issue itself?
At the very moment that he was holding that press conference yesterday, a 40-page document was being filed in the United States District Court in Manhattan, which is simply an affidavit by an FBI agent swearing to the truthfulness of everything in it. That affidavit reveals that what they revealed yesterday, they have known for the past 11 days. No problem so far. But that means they could have revealed the information yesterday that somebody was attempting to kill the Saudi ambassador to the United States in Washington or in New York and blow up embassies and kill innocents as well. Anytime they wanted in the past 11 days or in the succeeding 11 days.
From our countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Scott Voorhees talking to Senator Chuck Grassley, who's planning for what might happen if the AG doesn't cooperate with all these subpoenas.
What's next here on Operation Fast and Furious? I mean, if they're not responding to the subpoenas, what do you do next?
Well, don't forget. Well, first of all, they'll have to respond some way. They may not fully cooperate, as I've indicated before. It wouldn't surprise me that they wouldn't do continue to be that sort of mini stonewalling. But beyond that, every day our investigators are turning over new leads. Some of them come from documents that we might get, but most of it comes from whistleblowers or tracking down thing ideas that other people give us. So what's next is the same as what we've been doing since January the 27th. We're just going to take every road, every lead we get, and try to get to the bottom of it to accomplish those two things, making sure that we're going to see who's responsible for making this decision, make sure it doesn't happen again. In other words, we're going to follow the facts wherever they lead us.
You have at least one Border Patrol agent killed. In fact, one of the weapon used to kill Agent Terry was also used to kill another Border Patrol agent, Zapata, previous to that. So you have at least two deaths linked to this ATF operation. And are the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, who are in charge of the Senate, who can bring this more to the forefront, are they giving you any assistance in this investigation whatsoever?
The only assistance that I can say for absolute certain is eventually, after I put a hold on a deputy attorney general for about 60 days to get the attention of the attorney general, because that's one of the levers we have in the minority, the attorney general came to me and signed the document, and the chairman of the committee, Chairman Leahy, helped us to the extent of getting us together and saying for the committee what documents I should be entitled to. But beyond that, I can't say of any other cooperation because, quite frankly, unlike Chuck Grassley, who investigates both Republicans and Democrats in an equal opportunity way, a lot of Democrats don't want to oversee what their own president, the president of their party, is doing.
Big things happening in talk radio, and you can find out all about all the items that we have discussed here today and some of the other things that are in a roundabout way making the talk radio circle at DougStephan.com.
Did you know?